Hello, my fellow listeners. My name is Aurora, and this is my podcast called Sometimes Talk. And whenever I can dig through my brain and figure out what to talk about, I will try my best to talk about it. Thank you for joining me on my podcast journey, and I hope you have a happy listening. So today's topic is something I just thought of, and I just kind of put together. I kind of just brainstormed a bunch of my experiences. So if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know who I am, then I have something to say. I live in an old funeral home, and it would be a lie if I told you that I haven't had some abnormal ghost experiences. So today we are going to be talking about 5 short experiences that I have. They shouldn't take up too much time, sadly. But I have 5 experiences that I can recall. And then this isn't scary, but it's definitely interesting. The street that I live on is a main street. It's not called Main Street, but it's a pretty busy street in my town. And I've had 3 weird things happen. And I also just want to put out there that I live right next to a liquor store. So my driveway is right against the building. So that's where a bunch of weird things happen. So first I'm going to talk about a ghost. First we're going to do the ghost experiences, and then we're going to do the weird ones. Just weird experiences. So this one wasn't actually me. But so one time, this was probably 4 years ago, me, my mom, and my 2 sisters went camping, and my dad had work the next day, and he can't take off because he's the owner of it, and he's the only person. So he just decided to stay at home that night. Then after work that day, he was going to come and camp with us for the rest of the time. So we're at the place, the camping, and my dad's at home sleeping, and when he comes to the campsite, he tells us a short little story. He said that while we were gone, he was laying in bed at night. It was nighttime, but not sleeping nighttime, a little bit after dinner, I'd say. And he was upstairs in his room. And all of a sudden, he thought that we came home. He thought that maybe something happened or that we just didn't want to stay at the campground. So he thought that we came home because he heard little girls laughing downstairs. And he has 3 girls, so he thought it was us, but we did not come home. We were still camping, so that's a short one. Then let's find another short one. Okay, this one I have not personally experienced, but in my parents' room. So if you listened to my last podcast, I told you that I have 3 dogs. Well, only one of those dogs is free range at night. But this was before we had our other 2 dogs, I'm pretty sure. So this was a few years ago. Probably 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. And so at night, for a few nights, in my parents' bedroom, that's where our dog Luna would sleep most of the time. And she just, for a few nights, stood on the edge of the bed. And she would stare into the same corner and just growl and bark for a very long time. This went on for a while, so that's pretty much all to that story, but I included it because I feel like that could be a ghostly encounter or experience. Okay, let's find another one. Okay, so this was probably 6 years ago. It was only a year or 2 that we lived in this house, so maybe longer than that. Maybe 3 years that we lived in it. But either way. So it's middle of the night. And I'm laying in bed. And we're all sleeping. And I wake up because I hear something downstairs. Also, my house is very big. 3,400 square foot. And that's, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you how big it is. And that noise was pretty loud from downstairs on the other side of the house. And it woke me up, and my other 2 sisters didn't wake up. But I'm sit up, and I turn on my lamp on the side of my bed on my nightstand. And when I was younger, I would just like turn on my light and sit there and just like wait for noises to stop or whatever I was scared of to go away. But I sat there and the noise really wasn't stopping. So I get up and I go to tell my parents, but they're already up. Like they're getting up because they hear it too. So we're all just standing at the top of the stairs and we can hear it. And it sounds like someone is taking pots, like cooking pots and wooden spoons, and like smacking it like it's a drum. That's what it sounds like. So my dad goes down there and he doesn't find anything. None of the pots and pans are moved, like nothing's on the floor. But that is exactly like what it sounded like. Like if you took a pot and a wooden spoon or something and just banged it. That's just all we could hear. So that was an interesting one. I'm just like reading off my notes, like the main ideas, I guess you could say. So I have, I'm just deleting them right now. But I have two more. And these there's one like longer, I probably mean like a minute 30 seconds, but so I'll tell like the shorter one. One time I just had this dream. And it like one of my biggest fears when I was younger was coyotes, and coyotes were in this dream, and I don't know, I was just like being chased, and then I found this like basement thing, and I had to go in there, but I only found that because in my dream I was in my sister's room, and we had at the time in real life and in the dream, we had this chalkboard on one side, whiteboard on the other, and it had like this. I don't know. Like this piece of wood underneath them. And it was like a flat square piece of wood. And in my dream, that was like the wood part was broken and it was on the floor. So in the dream, I lifted that piece up and lo and behold, we have a flight of stairs. So I went down there in my dream and that's how I escaped. But in real life, I wake up. And when I was younger, for so I don't know why, but if you do this, you know, I don't, that's fine, but I don't anymore. I used to sleep with my door open because a lot of people sleep with their door shut to keep the monsters out, but I liked to sleep with my door open in case there were monsters and I didn't want them locked in. Like, I don't know, that's really dumb, but like, that was my logic. So my door was open and I sat up, and like where my bed was at the time, you could see like directly out my door. Like where it's at now is like at an angle and you can't really see, but so I look out my doorway and I see a giant scarecrow, like full, like bigger, like probably like 7 foot scarecrow, standing in my doorway, like one hand in each top corner and like his feet in the other two, like completely blocking it for me to get out. And then at the stairs, I saw a crow, like a bird crow, hop up the stairs and then go onto like the railing. And that was there. Somehow I went to sleep. And then the next, like, and then that morning when it was actually morning, I get up and I go into my sister's room because I wanted to just. Maybe that chalkboard thing was real. Like, maybe magic would happen and a flight of stairs would be under it. So I get up and I go in her room. And basically, the scary part of the story is over, by the way. And I get up and I go to her room and I look on the floor, and that piece of wood is in the exact same spot. But I didn't know it was there in real life. Like, I don't remember seeing it there. So I don't really know how that happened. But I like stared at it for a while, then I bent down and I was like, oh my gosh, like, wouldn't it be the coolest thing if I lifted this up and there's a flight of stairs? So, like, I slowly lifted it up and I remember I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, but there was no stairs, sadly. So, that's not fun when you think that there's gonna be stairs and then there's not. So, the last scary story is definitely fun. This last occurrence I think for me it was like the scariest. Like, I think if you saw it too, you would be the most scared out of all five of them. So basically what happened was, again, my bed was still, I slept with my door open, my bed was still in that same position where I could see directly out my door. And I wake up. And all of a sudden, I see my sister standing outside of my doorway. And it looked like she just had a bad dream or something, and like she just wanted to come in maybe. But she was standing there holding a baby blue baby blanket, which at the time I didn't even realize that she doesn't even have a baby blue baby blanket. So hers is pink. Well, I'm staring at it and she's like not really moving. So I just lay back down and I go to bed. Wake back up not much longer later. And she's standing there. And for the story, we'll just say that her name is Sally. And I'm like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, Sally. Sally, you can come in my room. But she just stood there. She didn't move. She didn't walk in my room. She just stood there. So I was like, okay. I go back to bed. I wake back up. Again, not much longer later, I see Sally out there. And I'm like, Sally, if you had a bad dream, you can come in my room. Come on. Doesn't move. So I lay back down. And I wake back up again, not much longer later. And there's Sally. And I'm like, listen, I've had enough of this. I'm trying to sleep, and you're just standing outside my doorway. I've told her you could come in multiple times, and she's just standing there, not answering me. So I get up, and I walk over there to bring her in my room, and she's gone. She's gone. She wasn't ever there. It was like a ghost or something. And, like, even talking about that now is, like, it's honestly creeping me out a little bit. Like, it's kind of making me a little bit scared. Just because I really thought she was standing out there. I kept talking to her. And when I got up to bring her in and she was gone, that was scary. That's the part that gives me the chills. So, those are my scary things. Next, we're going to talk about just things that obviously happen at my house, because why would they not happen at my house? It would be weird if they didn't, basically. So we have three things. I'll start off with the shortest one. Basically, this one's not even really that weird. I mean, it's like not normal, but it's not that interesting. But this lady comes up to my porch. She knocks on our door. Dogs go nuts. And she's an old lady. And she's like, excuse me. Can I have all of your dead plants? And we're just like, what? She goes, can I have your dead plants? And everybody's just like, you want our dead plants? And she's like, yeah, just take the dead plants. And we said, yes. We're just like, because what are we going to do with them? So they're just like, sure. She goes, okay, well, I have to go to the store, but I'm going to take them and leave them by this tree, and on my way back, I will get them. So we're like, okay, that's great. So eventually the plants were gone, so she did take the plants. And I real quick just thought of this other instance. I don't remember much about it, so I don't really have a story to tell, but I just am remembering it. So we have a lot of things happening in our front door for some reason. And so it's just me and my mom home. I don't know where everybody else was. Again, I don't really remember too much about this. But by the way, all four of these stories are within like the past year, like year or year and a half. So it's just me and my mom home. My mom is going to the bathroom and I'm the only one that's, you know, not going to the bathroom. And we get a knock at the door. And I'm always too scared to open the door, and I'm always just, like, always scared. But my mom said I could answer it, and I just opened the door, and God, I don't even remember even half of the story. I don't even remember, like, even a quarter of it to tell you guys, but it was just really creepy. Hold on, I'm yawning. Sorry about that. And it was this oldish kind of guy, and I think we just kind of stared at each other for a minute. And then I think I said something like, can I help you or something? And he just like, kind of like stood there and then was just like, yeah, I was just, wondering what color shutters you guys have. And I'm just like, what kind of dumb, I didn't say that. But, and I, oh, there was some like loud noise, so I couldn't really understand him. And I was like, our shutters? And he's like, yeah, your shutters, what color? And I just said black, because my house is white with black. But for some reason, so he walks away, and I'm just like, that was his question. It was so weird. He just walks away, that was it. So I tell my mom, and she goes, Aurora. And I'm just like, what? She goes, we don't even have shutters. And I'm like, Mom, yes, we do. We have shutters. Our house is white with black shutters. And she's like, no, our house is white with our windows outlined in black. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're kidding. So this guy comes up to my front door and asks what color our shutters are. But we don't even have shutters. So when my dad got home, we told him about it. And he thinks that it could, like, I don't really know what this red flag button does, but I'm just going to click it. I think it just adds it there. Okay, so I've added that red flag because this might be I don't know what the word is, but it might scare some people or bring back like old trauma or something. But my dad thinks that it was basically this guy who came to scope out who lives in the house, what these people look like, how old they are, to come back and take us or something. Like, so I think that was a good place for me to add a flag. But basically, yeah, he thinks that that's what was going on, because it was a dumb question that wasn't even real. And so that's what he thinks was happening. Okay. Hopefully that flag thing worked, because, yeah. Okay, so the next one, okay, we'll do the ambulance one. So, I go to let my dog out. We don't have a fenced in yard, but we have like long leashes, like 20-foot leashes. And so that's how we let them out. So I hooked my dog up, let her out, and I'm letting her out, and I hear something. And I'm just like, what do I hear? Keep in mind, between my yard and our driveway, there's like a hedge, like the bush, like it's super tall, so you can't really see that much. You can obviously see through like the little cracks or whatever. But so I hear a noise, and I'm thinking, what in the world? What is that noise? So I like walk down the stairs, and I'm looking because I know there's nothing in my yard. So I look in the driveway, and I just see this person sitting in the driveway. And I'm just like, what on earth is going on out here? And so this was a year ago, because it's winter right now. So this was like exactly a year ago, probably. And it was freezing cold out, and it was snowing. And there's someone sitting in our driveway. So I go in, and I'm like, Mom, I think there's somebody crying in our driveway, because I heard noises and this person was sitting in it. So she's like, what? So she goes out there, and there's this girl, and she's sitting in our driveway against the liquor store building, which, by the way, it's our driveway. It's not their parking lot. It's our driveway. Their parking lot is on the other side. But for some reason, people like don't know that. It's so stupid. We get people parking in our driveway all the time. But either way, the girl is sitting out there, and my mom goes up to her, but like not too close. Like, she has probably stayed like 15 feet away, just in case she tried to run or like it was a trap or something. So my mom was like, ma'am, like, are you okay? Like, And she's just crying and crying. And you can't really understand what she's saying. And my mom's like, okay, like, I'm going to need you to calm down and tell me what's wrong. And she was just like, something about her boyfriend. They're not from town, but they came to town. And they went to dinner, but then they got in a fight. So he just dropped her off and left her. So she has no way home. She doesn't know anybody here. So she just decided to sit in our driveway, I suppose. But she just was so cold and she couldn't talk and she was shivering. And I think she might have been bleeding too, like a little bit. I'm not sure, but I think she was. And my mom's like, okay, do you need me to call an ambulance? And the girl was like, yes. So she was just so cold. Like she, I'm going to add another flag here. She honestly probably, if we didn't like find her, she probably would have died in our driveway. Oh yeah. So before my mom called, asked if you needed an ambulance, she was crying so much and it was just so cold that she couldn't breathe. So she is sitting there just going, okay, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry if that actually triggered someone. I did put a flag though, so I'm so sorry. But she's just sitting there doing that. My mom's like, do you need me to call an ambulance? She's like, yes. So an ambulance comes, and basically she was like freezing cold because she didn't have a jacket on, and she's having an asthma attack basically, and she couldn't breathe. So the ambulance got her, then a bunch of cop cars came, and like more ambulances came, and I don't know what happened after that. But basically, this girl was, I'm going to flag again. Okay, flag. This girl was like dying in our driveway, and if I didn't take my dog out, she probably wouldn't have had a good day. Okay, so the last story is, by the way, my throat is hurting so bad, but I like just have to get through this last story. So the last story is called, I wrote it down in my notes, is Bloodfoot Guy. This story talks about blood, so I'm gonna put this flag in. This story talks about blood, so if blood like grosses you out, I don't recommend listening. So basically, another front door incident. We're home and it's me, my mom, and my sisters. My dad was at work, and we get a knock at the front door, and I was not going to answer the door, but my mom was on a Facebook Live for something. So this had to be in the summer when like school like just got let out because of coronavirus, so we had to do like at home or whatever. So she was on some Facebook Live thing for something for the school. So she just told me to look through the door because she couldn't answer it right now. So I look through the peephole and I'm like, oh, it's a little girl. So I go in the living room and I say, Mom, it's a little girl at our door. So she goes, hold on. So my mom gets up and she doesn't look through the peephole because I told her it was a little girl because that's what I thought I saw. The peephole like shrinks things and I don't know. I guess I just thought I saw a little girl. But so she opens the door and it's a full grown man. Like full grown homeless man, we think. We're actually positive it was homeless because towards the end of the story we find out he was doing this to a bunch of people. But my mom immediately, because he's not a little girl, I just thought it looked like a little girl because he had long hair and the people shrinked him, and I just looked really quick, but she immediately just grabs the handle of the door in case he tried coming in. So he's like, hi. And he's carrying, we didn't notice this at the time, but he's carrying shoes over his boots over his shoulder, but he's barefoot. He's like, hi. Your sidewalk cut my foot, and I'm gonna need your insurance. And my mom's like, absolutely not. And my mom's like, no, we are not giving you our insurance. Get off of my porch. And my mom like does not mess around. Like she is like tough and serious when it comes to situations. She can get like mean real fast. She's like, get off my porch right now. He's like, no. Your sidewalk cut me. I'm going to need you to let me in, and I'm going to need your insurance. And my mom's like, get off my porch. And so he shows us his foot, and it's bleeding. And my mom's like, I don't care. Get off my porch before I call the police. And he's like, no, let me in. I need your insurance. Your sidewalk cut me, blah, blah, blah. My mom's like, get off my porch. So he goes, fine, but I'm going to tell the police and the police are going to be down here. And my mom's like, yeah, go ahead. Call the police. So he leaves the porch and we didn't know where he went. But by following his blood tracks, we just found that he went to sit in front of the liquor store. So right as he gets off the porch, my mom calls the police. And she's like, I just wanted to let you know in case anybody calls the police on us. This guy just came up to my porch. My mom described what he looked like, what he wanted. And the cop was like, oh my gosh, this just happened yesterday. We just got him yesterday and had to take him home. He lives like miles away up the hill. We'll come get him. And my mom's like, okay, so we're not getting in trouble. And the guy's like, no, you're not going to get in trouble. He does this all the time and we can't make him stop. Like, he just won't stop. So, basically, the cops come and I don't know, I think they take him home or something. But the guy was like threatening to call the cops on us. And we're just like, get off of my porch. And he wants our insurance and he wants to come in. And we're just like, no, what are you talking about? So then after the cops leave, I wanted to scope out the scene. So I go and we had to bleach our porch because this was during coronavirus. You can get diseases through blood. And he had blood on our porch and on our sidewalk and in the front of our house sidewalk. And so we had to clean that. But I was like following the tracks and he can't even get cut on. It's just such a fake lie. We believe that based on when the tracks started that he just, and like the sidewalk in front of our house is flat, like completely flat. But the sidewalk, like, that's actually our sidewalk, he shouldn't even be on either way because it's our porch sidewalk. So we look and basically we think that he purposely just cut his foot, said that our sidewalk did it, and he wanted to sue us, basically. And that was not going to fly. So that's that story. Very scary, if I'm being honest. I feel like there's another story, but I am just so sore and I can't think of it. So thank you guys so much for spending like half an hour of your time throughout your precious day listening to my podcast. I just want to thank you so much. I hope that you had like a good time. I hope that these stories weren't boring for you. And I hope that they were like kind of interesting, you know. I hope they weren't just like blah, 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 basic stories. I've never heard anybody else tell these stories, so this might have been your first. But if you guys enjoyed this, let me know. I don't think you can comment on here. Definitely, I don't think so. But in the description, I will put the link to for you guys to send me in messages or questions, because if I ever get questions or even one question, I would like to answer it and make a video, or not a video, a podcast segment about it, or a whole podcast if I get enough questions. But I haven't got a question yet. So far, I only have one view in my other podcast. My other track, I guess it's called. So if you could just like share this with your friends and stuff, that would be the dream. So make sure if you have time to just send it a message asking a question or just leaving a review or something. So that will be in the description of this podcast thing. And I hope that you tune in for whenever I have my next podcast. Make sure that you turn the notification bells on, follow my podcast so that you are alerted whenever I upload a new podcast. So thank you so much and I hope that you have a great and safe day or night. Or whenever you're listening. Bye.